certainly hope you all enjoyed that nice lively selection there of songs made popular during the First World War. That was 1914-1918. And playing and singing them there for us was the Morriston Orpheus Choir and the Band of the Royal Marines. The time, 10 minutes past 1. Coming your way now in about 20 minutes' time with a good news programme will be John Roach and Kathleen Bullman. In the meantime, we'll carry on. This time, it's operatic chorus time. And let's go this morning, if we will, to one that we don't hear too often. But I think, myself, it's an absolutely beautiful chorus. It is, of course, by, I think, the master of the choruses, and that had to be Verdi. And then I honestly can't think of any Verdi opera that there wasn't some kind of at least one chorus in. Some of Verdi's operas, there were 6 and 7 choruses in them. For instance, an opera, Macbeth, was one, and Ernani, and many, many more of them. They all had lovely choruses in the score. And indeed, no exception was this one we're going to play for you this morning. It's, as I said, it's the one we don't hear too often, was the pity. It's the Crusaders chorus from an early Verdi opera called I Lombardi, the Lombards. And here it is, sung for us by the orchestra and chorus. I think this one is Covent Garden, London. Certainly hope you enjoy that. The Crusaders chorus the orchestra and chorus of the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden, and as I said, it come from Verdi's opera, I Lombardi. At 1:15, here's John O'Flynn to sing for us from Maritana, another old favourite, in Happy Moments. And that great old tearjerker from Maritana in Happy Moments, sitting there on a pub, I suppose, and tears running down your face into the pint. This time, what have we got? Yeah, let's go back now, if we may, to the a show that was very popular during the war years. That was around the 1940s. It was a show called Bless the Bride. The music for this show was written by a chap by the name of Vivian Ellis. Perhaps the one number, I think, that really made it in a big way from Bless the Bride, and but the big number on the show was that one, you know, I'm sure a lot of people, if you remember it, This Is My Lovely Day. Well, another nice type of number that was in that show as well is the one that I'm going to play for you now. It's sung for us by David Gray, tenor, and as I say, it comes from that show, Bless the Bride. I think it's Margarita Pressing Grapes with Me.
When the grapes are purple, Margarita, pick the grapes with me. There are silver bells upon her fingers, all the little birds come out to see. Oh, bella Margarita, so beautiful to see. Le mende ma petita, Margarita, picking grapes with me. Ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a- In October when they fill the wine press, Marguerite tread the grapes with me. Marguerite has the feet of angels, all the little boys come out to see. Oh, belle Marguerite, so beautiful to see. Les pieds de ma petite, Marguerite treading wine with me. Sunshine still is in the golden glass.
Well, there we had one from the Fisher Choir again. That was the lovely La Paloma. Well, the time is 25 minutes past one here by the CR White Clock, and time for me to be going. John Roach and Kathleen Bullman are coming your way very shortly after our next number. Well, as I say, hope you enjoyed the programme this morning. I also hope, of course, you'll be able to rejoin me next week, if God spares us all, for some more music and song. Reminding you once again not to forget this day week. Mass bands coming your way. Plenty music and song, and a great evening's entertainment to be had by all. And they'll be playing marches, overtures, selections. Next Sunday, at the venue, we think at the moment, is the usual one down here at Barry's Lane, at approximately 3:30, around the 3:30 mark. Right, well, I leave you with a brass band overture, just to whet your appetites, maybe. Here's the Royal Doulton Band to end our programme with a soupe overture, Tantaluskulin. So until next week, bye-bye, take care. are tuned to Community Radio Yall, broadcasting on medium wave and VHF to Yall Town and the surrounding areas. With the time just gone 1:30, you can join John Roach and Kathleen Bullman for the Good News programme.
Welcome to the Good News programme. We hope you can hear us loud and clear. We apologise again for last Sunday afternoon, but these things happen. We're beginning today, as we often do, with John Michael Talbot, and he is singing Glory to God.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
John Michael Talbot. Now we have Dave Bilborough, and he is singing Feast Your Eyes.
His wisdom is too high for you to know. Just rest your mind, knowing He loves you. The mercy of the Lord will fill your soul. Sadness is His gift, as well as laughter. He brings tears as well as
still in Genesis, the book of Genesis, and as we go through the Old Testament again and again, we see the concepts people had at that time of God. And in Genesis chapter 18, verse 21, we have God saying there, "I will go down." Let's go down to the people. Their concept of God was in the form of a man, and with the characteristics of a man. And God was up in heaven, and was way up there. And if he wanted to communicate with people down here, he came down. Now how he came down we don't know, but that was their idea. And often many of us still have that concept, but as we know, God is spirit. Although even when we do say God is spirit, we don't even know what we are saying really in a sense, but we do know that we're saying that God is not a physical being, that God is a spiritual being, a being we cannot see with our eyes. And in the next chapter in Genesis 19, we have that God remembered. And of course God is all-knowing, and we don't have to nudge God to remind him that God knows all things. But again, this is the concept that people had of God. And going back to chapter 18, it says, "In thy anger," and here we have the concept of an angry God. And of course many of us have had that instilled into us, of an angry God always watching out to beat us, and when we do wrong becomes extremely angry and punishes us. And all those things can hamper us. These concepts can hamper us in our spiritual growth, and we're always trying to please God, and we cannot do it. We're trying to earn the love of God, as we are taught to do with human beings, to earn the love of people, and making deals with God. And of course, really, you cannot make a deal with God. How we'll be judged is according to the kind of people we are. And of course, the kind of people we are then, from that comes the things that we do. If we are full of anger and bitterness and hatred, then our actions will spring from those things within us, and they eat us up, and they make other people sick as well as make ourselves sick. And somebody said that we rise no higher than our concept of God, and if our only concept of God is of an angry, judgmental God, then we will never rise any higher in that consciousness of life until we go on and realize that God is also God of love. Many people say that the teachings today have gone to another extreme. Before, it's all rules and regulations. Today, it's you can do what you like. Now, that may be taught, but it doesn't change the truth of life. The Ten Commandments and the various things that we see and read about in the Old and the New Testament were laws of life, pure and simple, that if we do certain things, then we reap certain results from what we do. It's quite simple. And if we are full of anger, bitterness and hatred, we poison our whole system, and the results of that are sickness in the mind and sickness in the body, and also making people around us sick as well. Now we have Jamie Owens Collins, and she is singing Look How Far You've Come. There. In Genesis 27, we have a blessing there, and part of it is, let people serve you. And that was their concept. They had of a blessing, to be served by others. And we think that way sometimes, looking at rich people and saying, you know, God has blessed them. Jesus said, I came to minister unto, not to be ministered to. And this has to be our concept as well. We're here to serve one another, to minister in the Spirit, not being a doormat. And of course, there has been a lot of problems again with that particular concept of serving for many hundreds of years, misinterpreting what Jesus said about helping other people. We are meant to serve each other and to help each other, but in no way are we allowed to become ourselves a doormat for anybody. Jesus, when he was here, he was put upon many times to heal people and to go out at all hours of the day and night, and he did what he had to do, and he followed what he felt God wanted him to do, God the Father wanted him to do, and he did that. But beyond that, he would not go, because often we can do damage to other people by being that way, and we certainly do damage to ourselves. As we often said, every one of us, we have the Spirit of God within us, and if we are being walked upon and tread upon, then the Spirit of God within us is being, that is happening to the Spirit of God within us, and we all have certain rights in life, and nobody has the right to tread us into the ground and to use us as a doormat or a floor rag or whatever. We are meant to love each other and we are meant to help each other, but to be always watchful that people do not take advantage of that. And of course, again, when we do stand up for ourselves, we do it in a gentle way, and no is the easiest way of getting out of those situations. I have something else to do, and I cannot do that, I'm sorry. And there's always somebody else who will help them anyway. Again, we need guidance from within, and we will work to the best of our ability in all these situations. Our words have power behind them, and we've mentioned that before. There's an energy in the use of words. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but not one dot or yoth, which was the smallest letter in the Hebrew language, will be changed in the law. And we've already seen the story of Rachel and Jacob, where they fled from Laban, his father-in-law, and unknowing to him, Rachel, his wife, stole an idol. And her father followed them and demanded that they be searched for this idol, and Rachel denied that the two of them denied that they had anything with them. And Jacob said with great feeling, may whoever have those die. And he gave a curse. And Rachel later died, having Benjamin. So from that we can learn that there is a creative power in the things that we say with emotion. And we've all experienced that in our own lives. The words we've said to other people and the words people have used against us. There is a definite energy there, and you'll pick it up in many ways, as well as being, of course, made feeling that we're 10 inches shorter than we actually are. We can also get headaches and stomach aches and all kinds of aches and pains. There is a power in what we say, and especially when we use those words with emotion. Now we have Andre Crouch, and it's called, this particular couple of numbers together, The Love Medley. Thank you.
remember.
Next week. We hope you enjoy the program, and with the help of God, we will be here next Sunday. Take care now, and we are finishing off with He Will Carry You.
He will carry you, shine his love.
tuned to Community Radio Yall, broadcasting on medium wave and VHF to Yall Town, the surrounding areas. The time has just gone 2 o'clock and we've come to the end of today's broadcasting here from CRY. We do hope you enjoyed the programmes. We also hope you'll be able to rejoin us tomorrow morning. We'll be back on air Breakfast Lydia at 11:30. Until then, on behalf of everybody here at the station, we'd like to wish you all a very peaceful and pleasant good evening.